Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, what's up, guys, and welcome back to another great episode of Zompire Hour Radio. And we are live. I am the host with the most, the ghost, Ghosty. And tonight's topic is Bone Thugs versus Migos in a new era of great rap and great media rising up to take over again. So call in, let us know what you think about this whole rap battle between mostly Lazybone and Migos. And the guest call in is 657-383-0913. And we will be having the Queen on tonight as well. And so get ready for that. In the meantime, let's just put on a song. This is AC Killer from his new album. The name of the track is Ghost Town, and it's featuring the one and only Madonna. Enjoy. We will be right back.
You know my spirit is willing, but it's my flesh that seems to win. I try to pick up my Bible and get filled up with the faith. But when the Christian starts to see me, then the Christian starts to hate. They see my long hair, tattoos, and my four-letter words. And like the Pharisees, they judge me and think I don't love his words. But my righteousness is rotten. Thank God for his grace. When the saints come marching in, we marching in from faith to faith. We all fall. When you fall, you got to get turned up. You gotta learn it while you live it, that you can't be giving up. We all fall, we all fail, it's just a part of life. But I swear the sun rises, you can make it through the night. Everything'll be alright, what goes around comes around. See the angels in the sky and the trumpet blowing sound. Does it seem a bit profound that for me he laid his life? I know for me it does, I can't believe he paid my price. I seem to learn the answers before I even ask the question. The questions to my problems, the consequences of my actions. I do the same shit but expect a whole new reaction. I guess that's why the doctors all label me insane. They really can't explain the shit that's wrong inside my brain. I can't explain it either, I can't pretend to understand. I'm a fly, spark of clay, only human, just a man. But one day, someday, I'll breathe my final breath. And I'll be watching from the heavens as my soul leaves my chest. My nickel sack and Cadillac I'll have to leave behind. Can't take nothing with me but what's with me in my mind. If you shed a tear, remember dear, in life that's after life. To rule and reign in heaven and paradise with the Christ. So remember when you lost and you lonely in the spirit, that God's calling you, if you listen you will hear it.
Let it all fall, let it all.
What's up? And we are back, guys. That was AC Killer featuring Madonna. The name of the song is Ghost Town. You can get that album right now everywhere online. It's called The Unholy Trinity featuring Bone Thugs and Harmony and a whole lot more. It's awesome. And tonight's topic, Migos versus Bone Thugs, who's the greatest group of all time? I think we know the answer, but there's been a lot of debate online, a lot of stuff going on. And we're going to bring the wonderful Queen on right now. Yay. Hi, Queen.
Hello there. Hi.
Hi, Queen. What do you think about this Bone Thugs Migos thing? It's crazy, right?
Oh, man. Get me started on that. I think it's a lot of baloney, but I mean, I don't know, these people are kind of like trying to step on other people's toes, you know, when they just got here,
I think they're just trying to get attention, because, you know, when 21 Savage was talking our shit at the end of it, he's like, well, I got a new album coming out, and then like later when Lazy called him out, he says, oh, yeah, well, you know, I do love your old music, and you are a legend, but I still thought your diss was whack. And then, like, ladies, I don't care if you think it's whack. I just want you to apologize about the disrespect. I don't care what you think about my song. And then Crazy said today on a radio show that Lazy Bone and 21 Savage talked it out, so it's over. Like, they talked it out. I wanted to see the pay-per-view match because I was betting on Lazy, but, hey, it's all good. And you know what? I think people should handle it in the ring, like real men or real women.
Exactly.
What do you think, Queen?
Exactly. That's what I mean, what have I been saying, you know?
Let's get in the ring.
Let's get in the ring, Cardi B. But in the UFC ring.
Yeah.
Not a boxing one.
It's still on. Yeah, UFC ring. Yeah, it's still on. The challenge is still on, and we could do it for charity, you know?
Exactly, for charity. Not because I want to have more money than you. Because, you know,
I want to take out some stress.
I mean, you got to put someone in their place, you know, and, you know, making something out of it, you know. Making something out of it,
for real.
Helping others,
like, yeah,
you know,
charity. She was kind of a bad example. I know what you mean, and I've seen it. I was like, man, oh my God, it's crazy. The only reason I follow the rap websites is just to know what's going on, but most of it's garbage. I'm just like, they didn't even talk about music, you know? Until Bone was in the news. Now that Bone's in the news, it's like, you know, Lazy Bone dropped the track. That's different. He's not just talking. He made a song. I think the song is hot. I think it's hot, even though there were haters that were trying to say it wasn't. But I'm like, the beat wasn't that good, but his flow and the lyrics.
You should play
that's
it.
The point.
And then see, you know, to see what others.
I was
think
trying
about
to download it,
so.
But I wasn't able to download it, Queen. And like right now, it's kind of late for me to play it on the speakers. But if I could, I'm gonna find a way to download it though. Somebody has to have it. I tried to get it from SoundCloud. But he didn't put it for download. But some people took it and put it on YouTube. I don't know how they did that. There's got to be a way they're stealing it.
Oh, man.
We'll have to do another show tomorrow, and I am going to play it. We'll do a show during the day or a little bit earlier. Yeah, because if I bump it now, I could. But then they're going to be like, oh, my God, you're waking everyone up. Yeah, so it's a late show. This is a vampire hour show. But we'll do an earlier one tomorrow, and we're going to bump it.
Yeah, let's do this.
Loud. And I'm glad that at least those two talked it out. I don't know. I guess with Migos, it's over, too. I don't know. They didn't reply. In other words, Lazy won, though, because his diss track, they didn't reply. They didn't reply to the boxing challenge. So, in other words, Lazy won.
Yep.
21 Savage had to admit he was a legend. Well, because he knows, because 21 Savage is actually a fan. I didn't know that. I didn't know he knew about good music. I was like, whoa, I never would have guessed it. Hey, but that's cool. So I got to give him some props for having good taste in music, at least. You know, I'm not a big fan of him. I think he's average, you know, but he's not that great to me. It's just some of these guys are just not that good. I guess because I grew up on Bone and Tupac, it's kind of hard to compare, you know, a lot of people.
Very, very hard.
This is you hearing you guys, and you're like, not to, hey, I'm just like not that impressed. It's more like that. Like, so I tell people, I'm like, yeah, he's cool. Like, the beats are cool. And but as far as the rap, it's not that good. You know, it could be better. But and But I'm glad it's over. It was crazy though, because Bones had the guns out last night. That's nuts. Not good in the news. Either way, Bones in the media, whether people like it or not, they took over the media, all the websites, the radio shows. And what I think is they should make an album and just do it, like Lazy says, they're going to take over. And Bloodline Harmony. We gotta do this. This is 2019 is the year for real music to take over, you know, no matter what. And it's like not even against Migos. It's just that for them to show the whole world, not just one group, show all. I mean, the world knows, but to show the new generation once and for all. That way they could say they ruled every generation. And, you know, young from back in the day to the 2000s and the 2019s, you know, all the way. So, because I think Bones, they can do it. They can do it. I think this is their year. 2017 was a great year, and I love New Wave, so we got to talk about that. And I just think that, like Busy was saying back then, that they didn't have enough promotion. I think that's the only thing they need is more promotion, but I think for the next album, there's going to be nothing to stop them. And it's going to be all five, not just two, all five Bones. Yeah.
Well, I tell you something, my friend, that sounds like a very fantabulous thing.
Yeah, for real, right?
Very
and like
fantabulous to me.
And like Lazy was saying, we need a new media. That's why I started this show, Zompire Hour, and then like, you know, Ghetto Media, my website, because it's like I'm trying to get a lot of views and attention, but not just for me or to make money or none of that. I'm trying to promote all the good rappers, the new rappers that have skills, you know, like well, Bone's not new, but Bone, of course, and then but like the new rappers like Blood on Harmony and the Seed of Six. Just all the
I'm
new
sorry.
People, right? That have skills. It's okay.
For
like all the new people. And like your brother, he has cool music. We're gonna play his music on the show. That's what I'm saying. I want it so like it's an opportunity for everybody to come in, not just the people that color their hair red and act like a dumbass and bullshit. I want people. It's going to be like for people that really have skills. Yeah, so.
Exactly.
And like I told you, Queen, me and Lazy were kind of thinking the same way. It's like it was supposed to happen because I was going to call out Migos either way, but Lazy already did it. And some of the stuff Lazy's saying is the way I think it's crazy. Maybe we were meant to like talk. I think me and him got to talk. Yeah, I think we should have a talk.
Oh, my
we
Lord.
We do it. Oh, we should have him on the show. What do you think, Queen?
Yeah, we should have Bone on the show.
We should have all of them, like, Bone Thugs on the show. Like, yeah, I'm going to try to make it happen. I think if I hit up Lazy and tell him some of my ideas, he'll like it. And I'll tell him, like, man, I got big ideas, and I know together we can make it happen. Like, all the stuff he's talking about, like, that's the stuff I think about, too. And I mean, you have even more fantabulous ideas. That's what's so awesome about it.
Oh, thank you, Poe. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. I walked outside and I'm going to cry because of the moon.
Oh, no, it's okay. Hey, we have to do the moon minutes, guys, on the show. I love the moon, too. No, that's always, this is a Zompire Hour. It's all about the moon and magic also. Oh, yeah, that's another thing, guys. We're not just going to talk music on here. We're going to talk about the moon. And vampires, It's okay. I know. I love them
all. I'm sorry. I just my child was bathing my dog, and the dog decided to want to have to go to the bathroom in the middle of the shower. So they ran to the back, and that's what you heard all the commotion right now. That's what it was. It was my children trying to get her. They go, "Oh, Mom, we didn't see you." And I was like, "Oh, go, go." Oh my God! And it's like 30 something. I know it's like 40 something outside or 50. It's
crazy,
cold. But I'm sorry. Let's get back to the topic.
Okay.
I'm so sorry.
Okay,
I gotta go inside. I can't be outside if I look at the moon.
You
don't know
awesome,
these feelings
that.
I get. They're awesome. They're like when I hear Bone Thugs and Harmony, you know, when I see the moon.
Right. It's so magical. I love the moon. I feel like everything makes sense. If I'm out at night and looking up at the moon and listening to music, just the world's perfect in that moment. Like, no matter what people say or do, like, is it in that moment? I think that's how life is supposed to be. It's, like, so magical, you know? Yeah. No, I love the moon. It heals you. It
but what's magical is that, you want to know what's really magical, though? Right now. And right now and maybe later and then later and the next day. that disc, though.
That's magical, yeah. Oh, every time I wake up, I play it. And yeah, guys, and if you want to know, for the people that don't know the disc, it's called it's Lazy Pawn. It's called Let Me Go, Miko. Yeah, and it's so hot, like, guys. And of course, the haters are going to hate it, but, like, you know, it already has over millions of views, though, all over the internet. I was just looking at the numbers. It's crazy.
Wow, that's
and
awesome.
And I think that's part of the reason that 21 Savage is like, oh, yeah, you are a legend. He got all scared because they know that if they battle with them for real, and let's say it's all five, it's over for them. They know that, you know.
Right.
And crazy, he could shut him down by himself. But he just doesn't want to be mean because, they're just kids. You know, they don't know any better. He's just thinking it would just be messed up if I came and shut them down. And but
true.
Lazy still said it's a group.
Because he can.
He can. Yeah, and, but Lazy said they're still going to shoot as a group to be the best. And then Bloodline Harmony is going for the best spot.
I'm sorry.
And I'm like, hell yeah. Like,
for real.
That would be awesome.
Hey,
because Bloodline Harmony is young.
It isn't,
that's what I'm saying.
Bloodline Harmony
is young.
Be.
So why doesn't the media promote them, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Why doesn't
Bloodline?
The magazine? Yeah, they're awesome, but why don't they promote them? Because they're not painting their hair or drinking lean and acting stupid. And that's why I hate the media. Now the Busy Bones pulling out shotguns. Now the media is talking about him. I think that's stupid. Like, why can't you talk about them when they're doing good shit or when they're putting
out
good music?
Because they're all about the money. What's going to bring the money?
Yep.
You know, crazy outbursts and, you know, stuff that people want to see with it.
Yeah,
like
he pulls out a gun. Oh, man, it's going to get so many clicks. It's going to make me so much advertising revenue.
Yeah,
that's what
money-hungry people do.
Now, me, I have a bone site, and I didn't post about that. I didn't want to post about that. The only thing I posted lately on my bone site is just the disc, because that's the disc. But all the other drama, like even Busy said, I don't like even recording my live feeds and then putting them on YouTube.
Yeah, that's not
and
right.
And then they're making money on top of that. And then
they're
trying to claim that they're making the news. And so, like, I understand why he's doing it. Like, I'd be pissed too.
Mm-hmm.
Because when I do a live, I don't expect people to record it, but they could be. They could be recording that and either saving it or putting it somewhere. Who knows what they do. Like, but see, they only do it to famous people. Because with famous people, they're like, oh, it's just Busy Bone in the thing. So they're all going to click it. You know, so they're,
People in this world should kind of, like, you know, I mean, like I said earlier to my friend, if people can get together, I told him if people can get together for a fake, you know, eclipse and fake news and whatnot, why can't they get together to be better, to help each other out and whatnot? You know what I mean?
That's what I'm talking about, Queen. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, and that's why I started the show about talking about, like, that, doing stuff together and helping each other. And have different guests on our show and call in, and then also just promote rappers. Like, I don't want to promote the rappers' skills. You don't got to paint your hair or be drinking lean or acting stupid to get on the show or to get promotion.
Yeah.
If you have skills, that's all I want. Like, as long as you have good music, that's really what I care. It's not about all the drama,
right.
You know?
For real.
And
less,
like,
drama,
you
more music.
Drama? You said it. Less drama, more music.
For real.
The Life Entertainment, Crazy Bone invented that, so,
crazy,
either way,
awesome.
Though, and then
everyone is so awesome. Pope,
very awesome.
Thank you for inviting me again. Thank you. You're so
of
awesome.
Of course, Queen. Aw, Queen, you're
thank
always
you.
Invited, of course. You're my co-host, always on the show.
You're so awesome, I swear. I don't tell you enough.
It was really your idea,
even the show,
Queen, was your idea, because you're telling me, oh, we could talk about a lot of topics all the time. And I'm like, yeah, you're like, we should start a radio show. And I'm like, hell yeah, right? Like,
right.
We could do... That's what I'm saying, yeah.
We
so
can do
easy.
Anything. Yeah.
Anything you put your mind to, you can achieve it.
Yeah.
You can do it.
Put your mind to it. yep.
And that's why, Queen, I want to have Bone on here and, like, different artists.
Yes.
Bloodline Harmony, and I want them to, like, talk about whatever they want to talk about and play all their songs. And it doesn't have to be about drama, just because I want them to promote and talk any topic. We could talk about some real stuff if they want, you know, like, this real world stuff or, like, or even about ghosts. It doesn't matter to me. Like, something different. It doesn't always have to be sex and money like all these rap websites.
I know, right? Exactly.
No, it's all about, oh, this person has a Lamborghini, oh, this person cheated on this person. I'm like, yeah, where the rap skills?
Mm-hmm.
Where's the message in the rap? I still see it. So, and that's the reason I'm calling them out, you know, not, yeah. But either way, you know.
Yeah, I mean,
I'm not even
things
mad.
Can
it's
change.
Like,
things can change. People can change. And if it's for a better and good, you know, why not?
We have
I mean,
to change
wouldn't,
it.
Wouldn't, yeah, little by little. I mean, it's,
yeah,
it's,
and
it's,
I think like with this
like
show,
a chain reaction,
we're gonna
if we can.
It's going to be a chain reaction, yeah, because with this show, it's not just that, but we're going to give people a voice to be able to talk about something real. Like, we're not going to be like, hey, what do you think about only drama or complicated stuff with drama? No. Like, we talk anything, like music.
Yeah. Like us.
Changing the world.
Anything and everything.
Yeah, it could be about the moon and the effects of the moon, or like the universe. It could be the world, like deep stuff. It could be cool shit, you know, magic.
Yeah,
whatever
it could be
believe.
Plants. I mean,
plants.
It could be
like the plants and
colors,
they do,
whatever,
like how they
cats.
Heal you. Oh, cats.
I mean,
we should do a whole show about cats. Maybe the next show will be about cats. I like that idea.
All right. So fantastic. I got my little Leo right here.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Team
and Team
One. And,
they took a shower today. It looks so fluffy.
I want to pet them. I love cats. So the cats are my favorite.
But yeah. Back to
so
the
beautiful.
Whole show. Yeah, I feel that this show here can probably help some people in many ways to like help them be more open, I guess, or like be more real and. I don't know, you know, don't be shy about talking about things, you know, because a lot of people are kind
shy.
Of embarrassed to say something because they go, what if I look stupid if I say that, you know?
Yeah, don't be shy, no. Call in and just say what you feel, and
yeah.
That's why I want to have people call in and have a voice where it's not just a show about drama, because most of the shows out there, I notice they only talk about drama or about politics only or just whatever, and I don't even like talking
baby
about
baby mama drama or baby daddy drips, you know?
I know. They can talk about nothing real, man.
Real.
And, but I'm thinking, that's why we make this new media. And even like Laser's saying, we need a new media. And I'm like thinking, hell yeah, we do. And
we're making it.
I've been thinking about it for a while. And I'm thinking, let's all work together. There's no way. Yeah, that we can't do this. I know we can. And 2019 is going to be a magical year, I believe, because, a lot of things are going to change. And it's going to be fantabulous, like you say, Queen.
Yep, it sure is. It sure is.
I believe it. I feel it in myself, you know. Like, I always think sometimes when I want to do something, like, I got to do it alone. Well, never alone, because I know you got my back, you know. But other than that, I always think, oh, yeah, me and Queen and my cousin, we're going to take the world on. But then, like, now I see Lazy and a lot of other people are thinking the same. No, we're not alone. We're, like, a lot of people together. Bone Army. Yeah, Team Bone is powerful.
Ooh, yes.
You know, so.
We need those shirts. We need shirts that say
Team
Bone.
Yeah, we need
to
make Team Bone shirts and put and tell Lazy, you know, make those shirts so all Team Bone can all get their shirt. Yeah, we represent.
We should suggest that.
Yeah,
we
I'm gonna hit him up tomorrow.
Inbox
he said his
him.
Email, like if you have ideas or want to hit him up just to talk. He gave his email yesterday on his live.
Okay.
It's Harmony House Entertainment.
Let's hit
them
up.
I'm gonna hit him up. I'll be like, Lazy, you know, email me back or call me. I got ideas and I've been thinking about the same stuff as you. Yeah, we gotta give a shout out to Lazy Bone. I hope we can get him on the show. Because we really.
That'd be awesome.
I think we need to talk. I mean, we gotta get crazy on here. I wanna talk to him too. I wanna talk to all of them.
Me too. That'd be so awesome.
I've talked to Flesh and I talked to Busy on a radio show a couple times. Well, no, a couple times. One time with Busy, one time with Flesh. But it was awesome. It was just crazy because they were like the rappers I grew up listening to, you know, and then talking to them. I was just like, wow, this is crazy.
That is so awesome. I can imagine.
And they probably just feel like they're probably like, man, yeah, but they know what it's like because I was like a little kid back then. You know, I was like a junior high school You know, I was like barely a teenager, so this is was crazy to be talking to the guys that I listen to every day and still listen to. You know, it's okay. Not just back then, I still do it.
I don't know how I would react if I were to be sitting in front of them.
Oh, me either. If
I would probably
person,
cry
would
like for the first 5 minutes.
Yeah, I would probably just be like, man, you guys are my favorite for so long. Since, like, I heard you, since the first time I heard them on the radio, they became my favorite. Like, that's what's so crazy. And what's crazy in the 90s, there were so many good rappers and rap groups that I still always thought Bone was best. That's what's crazy, you know? It's like they were my super, super favorite. And they're still my favorite. I don't think I'll have another favorite. Maybe it just won't happen in this world, but I'm glad that they exist and that they made all that music.
I am, exactly, yes. I am glad that they exist also. They helped me go
through. I'm so happy that they were in my life when I needed them. It
yes,
seemed like they were
exactly.
there because when my dad died, that's when Crossroads came out.
Mm-hmm.
And like when I was feeling sad, that's when Days of Our Lives came out. And when I was feeling like the world was against me, If I Could Teach the World, Change the World came out. And it was like they was always perfect timing, like Lazy says.
Wow.
You know, when their music came out, it was always the perfect time. And when I was pissed off, of course, I love Mo Murda. Master that one.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, like it was almost seems like their music was the soundtrack to my life. Like they were there when everything that happened in my life, their song came out. It was like perfect. I was like, damn. Mm-hmm. You know, even now, a lot of stuff that comes out from them, it's like, man, it almost feels like they made it for you, right? Like for your life, it feels like it.
That feeling though, when
not
you
that,
listen to the music
that,
and you just lose yourself. Right?
Yeah,
when you're listening
you
to them. You just go to a place where you're just fantabulous at the moment till the song ends sometimes.
Yeah, and then I play it again or play another song. And
I know, right?
And then I have another drink.
Right?
Smoke a little more weed, yeah.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, Lazy's so real.
Cheers.
Yesterday, what I like about him, he's so humble. He says, you know what, even though I'm in this big house and I have stuff now, I remember where I came from. I came from food stamps, from welfare, from hustling, from selling drugs. And he says that that's real. That's where I come from. I'm not going to pretend I was always rich. And that's what these guys try to do. They'd be like, oh, yeah, I always was rich. And I that's hella fake now. And Lay was like, man, I'm going to keep it real where I came from. And he said a lot of real shit last night. I was like, man, Lazy's so awesome.
The real.
I like that he kept it real. He's like, hey, I wasn't born rich, and I got a little something now, but that's not what it's all about. Like, he doesn't even brag about it. He says it's really about the music and the lyrics. That's what I love about Bone. They never really
they do it for the love.
Try to brag.
For the love of music.
Yes, that's why I think, yeah, Bone's going to be forever, man. They're going to be rapping for a long time and making records for a long time. No matter what era. And all these young rappers, they know it. Like that one guy that was talking shit, he says, oh, yeah, Luis, yeah, I do love your old stuff and you're a legend. I'm like, yeah, they admit it. Of course he is. You already know that. And you know what? I think Lazy just took it easy on them with that track, to be nice. People were saying he didn't go super hard. He was kind of just poking them to see if they would say anything, and then they didn't. And then, you know, then he said, let's get in the ring, and they didn't. So they just talked, and I guess he apologized to him. So I'm glad it's over. I'm just happy that at least nobody got hurt. That's the important thing with all this shit.
Exactly, yes.
And if there's going to be violence, handle it in the ring. Yeah, professionally. You know, that's the way.
That way, no one goes to jail.
Mm-hmm. No one goes to jail. You still make money, and you still get let your anger out. I think all the disputes, man, in the world should be handled in the ring.
Handled in the ring.
If they were handled in the ring, there would be like no murders and like no jail. Like it would just.
For real. Imagine Poe if
like,
I started
this whole deal. Let's handle
that person
it in
the ring.
Contract if they want to fight and settle it in the ring. I think that should be a thing that people should be able to do. Because, if people have a problem and they want to fight, I think you should be able to. You know,
yeah,
I think so.
Without having to go to jail.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine, Poe, if I started this whole deal. Let's settle it in the ring. Now everybody wants to settle things in the ring.
I think you started it.
Now.
Who knows? It's like Lazy kind of heard when you were saying that. Who knows where he got it from? Maybe he heard that you did it. That would be awesome. Maybe I think you did start. Like I said, me and you, we started a lot of stuff. Remember, because we first did the show about Cardi B. You were talking about the ring, yeah. And then he started going against her husband. And then against 21 Savage because they were talking shit. And then he talked about the ring. It's kind of like, how do you say it? Like the,
it's crazy.
I guess the law of attraction or, you know, magic. I feel like whatever we talk and we think, it kind of manifests somehow.
It does. For reals, it sure does.
It does. And with some people, it's more powerful than others, you know. Because a lot of people hold back. I don't hold back. I just say whatever I feel. And I let it out, scream it, I sting it, and I know it's going to somehow manifest, you know, but...
Manifest, yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. I feel, Queen, I think 2019 is going to be a magical year. What do you think?
Right. I think it's going to be fantabulous.
Fantabulous. Fantabulous for Bone and music and for the people. I just think...
It's going to be
Bone-tabulous. Like,
bam.
For sure, Bone-tabulous. Hell yeah. Oh, hell yeah.
It's going to be Bone-tabulous.
Poe's excited. And he's happy. He's like, yeah. Wow, well, okay. Did I say meow? I don't give a damn. I'm a cat. So if anybody has a problem, get scratched.
For real.
Hey, these rappers can walk around with dresses and shit like that. I can be
right.
You know, right, and look, the guy from Home Alone, Macaulay Culkin, he puts rabbit ears on. I think that's fantabulous because he's free. He doesn't give a damn.
Mm-hmm.
He feels happy doing that. So, like, if he's a rabbit, he's a rabbit.
Look at me.
Like,
I go to the store in my onesie.
That's what I'm saying. People got to stop, like, you know, what are they going to think? Oh, no. If I'm myself and I'm happy,
really
people
care.
Are going to judge me. I really don't care. Yeah. Plus, I'm a vampire. I sleep in a coffin, and I eat people's souls. So all kinds of cool shit happens.
We're just fantabulous and really don't care what people think or say, because at the end of the day, they don't do anything. But, you know, if they do something great for us, fine, thank you. But if they have nothing to say but negative stuff and just throw negativity, like nobody needs
haters.
That thing. So, yeah, we don't need that type of people.
Yeah, we don't need
They're
people.
Toxic.
People are always, like, angry and bitter and complaining. And like, well, if you do something that you like, that's fine. It's like, oh, no, that's so dumb. Or how can you be doing that? You should grow up. Like, what the fuck? Well, it's growing up. So growing up is having no more fun, I guess. Like, yeah, I'm growing up. I don't have fun anymore.
Growing up is being uptight, I guess.
I know, for real.
That's what it is for some people.
Saying. Not for me. I think that we're going to always be magical. Yeah, that's what I say, guys. Everyone out there, be magical. Be what you want to be, how you want to be. Don't let anyone.
Don't be embarrassed about what people are going to think. But don't go out naked, though.
Yeah.
I mean, unless you live in a nudist place, then go ahead, run around naked. But
oh, yeah, only there, where it's allowed. Yeah, if it's allowed, go ahead and do that if that makes you happy.
Right? For real, if that makes you
happy,
go for it. But yeah, me neither. I'm like super covered up.
Me too. I like to be covered up. I don't like to be showing because people are like such pervs.
Yeah.
Even women are.
Oh, I know, right? Except my friend Sylvia tells me why. Oh, today's her birthday.
They are.
By the way.
Some of them are. Yeah,
so,
not all of them. Some.
Sylvia tells me, like, why do you cover up? And I was like, oh, because I'm not trying to get any type of attention whatsoever from anyone at all. Like, I don't even like people looking at me. You know, because I can feel their energy and I can just feel, it feels weird when certain people look at me, you know. So I try to cover up as much as I can. I have my clothes on and then I have an extra pair of clothes over my clothes.
No, that's what I do too, Queen, especially in the winter. I like to cover up, put on sweaters and jackets, and then I put a beanie on and then
summer,
I put sunglasses.
I'm hot.
And then I put sunglasses on top of that. And like, I don't want to grab a
and a hat.
People because... And a hat, and a beanie, and then I put a hood on
top
of that.
I'll be showing just my eyes.
I don't even show my eyes. I put sunglasses. They barely can see, like, my lips.
For
like
real.
That,
me too, sometimes I won't even show my eyes. Yeah.
For me, it'll just be, like, my lips and maybe my chin. It's like the Batman face. Like, everything else going up.
Sylvia asked me, like, why do you cover up? And I was like, oh, it's because I don't want an answer. She's like, oh, you're like one of the, you're the first girl I've ever heard in my life say that. You know, girls are usually trying to, like, show off, you know, and stuff like that. I was like, oh, I'm not trying to show anything at all. At all.
Yeah, I love it. Like, even guys, they try to show off, like, if they have muscles, show off, like, their arms or, like, whatever. I don't know, not me. I don't like that. The only time I wear, like, a tank top is, like, in the summer, and I notice women do try to look at me all weird when I do that. That's why I don't like to wear it. So I'm like, fuck that. That's weird.
Aww.
Why don't you look at me or try to talk to me when I'm not wearing shit like that? Like, I just say it goes for women and men, right? They both act a little weird.
It's funny.
Kind of shady.
That is so crazy.
But they don't look at the soul. What they need to look at is the magical soul. Maybe we got to make one about that, Queen. Physical lust versus, like, love and the soul. What's the difference? And people can call in and give their opinions. Yes. I think that'd be a good one. Which it could still be attractive, but because they dress a certain way, like, you know, I think, like, no matter how they dress, you know,
right?
I don't know.
I could picture somebody. I could picture. Never mind. I should. Oh yeah, exactly. I agree with you, Paul.
No matter what they're wearing, right? You're right.
What they're wearing, yeah, it's dude.
But, like, people that only care about the physical, they're like, well, only, like, if they're in a bikini or in shorts, You know what I mean? So it's like, yeah, it's like, well, maybe we should do a show about that. I'm going to, maybe the next one we can make it about that and have people call.
Yeah.
And see what they really think.
And Kitty.
We're going to call.
Yeah.
You guys can call in.
Kitty.
You can let us know what you think. And we're already, like, in overtime, so this might cut off anytime. So whenever it does, that's what happens. Yeah, but we're going to keep going until... Okay, so, yeah, next show, guys, we'll say, like, lust versus, like, love in the soul. And what's the difference in what people think? And then for tonight's show, though, Bontex and Harmony is still the greatest of all time. Thank you.
Oh, yes. They are. They will be. They have been. They will always be.
Eternally. Why do people
Hands
think
down.
The name of the album was Eternal, you know? Yeah. That way. It didn't say when I'm 30, until I'm 35. No, it's Eternal. So, yeah, people need to recognize. And like all the guys that took their style, that's cool, you know. I also use their style, but I think I do it well. But I don't go and try to act like I invented it or like I'm the best of anything. I just say, hey, that's Bones' originators. And I give them all the props in the world. And like if I ever saw them, you know, I'd be like, hey, you're the best and much love, and you guys inspired me. They inspired me to do anything, like do shows, to do the radio, to do YouTube when I got started on that years ago. So everything I say is because of Bone. Not even just my music stuff, but just anything with entertainment. You know, they are the ones inspired me to get on the mic for nothing, for anything, you know. So
awesome.
If I ever come out with some songs, I'm going to be like, you know, God, give shout out to Bone. That's it. And of course,
let's go live and keep talking.
We can. We're on a live me.
Yeah.
Or on a. Okay, let's go on live me or some other show. Okay. Yeah. After this.
Yeah, let's
off,
go on live me and then let's go talk. Let's go talk about the same topic.
We'll talk the same topic. Yeah, that's a good idea. We should do a show on there too. That'd be awesome. Like do a live stream. And then also the radio
let's
show.
Do it.
That'd be awesome. Okay, so, well, this is going to cut off, like, I don't know, let's try to get a minute. We'll let
all right, well, I should just hang up already because I don't want it to hang up on me.
Okay, let's go over there then. All right, guys, thank you for
tuning
in.
All right, I'll see you on my
live. Have a great night.
Good night,
we're going
to
live me. All right,
good night.
Good night, everyone. Good night, Queen, and talk to you later.